David and Goliath, an engaging audio summary of Malcolm Gladwell's Insights 1. What's David and Goliath? And David and Goliath, Malcolm Gladwell explores the unconventional idea that apparent disadvantages can lead to unexpected advantages, emphasizing that what is perceived as strength may actually be a weakness, and vice versa. By examining various historical and contemporary examples, including the biblical tale of David and Goliath, Gladwell argues that underdogs often use creativity and alternative strategies to overcome more powerful adversaries. The book challenges traditional notions of power and success, suggesting that resilience, resourcefulness, and unconventional thinking can change the dynamics of competition. Two key concepts of David and Goliath. In Chapter 1 of David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, the theme revolves around the concept of perceived disadvantage and how it can actually be an advantage in certain contexts. This theme is further explored in Chapters 2 and 3, where Gladwell discusses how underdogs, like David, can leverage their unique strengths and creativity in challenging situations, challenging conventional notions of strength and power. Additionally, Chapter 8 emphasizes the role of adversity in fostering resilience, illustrating how challenges can lead to unforeseen advantages. 3. In-depth chapter analysis of David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. In David and Goliath, Malcolm Gladwell explores the dynamics of perceived advantages and disadvantages through the lens of various stories chronicled in each chapter. In Chapter 1, titled Goliath, Gladwell uses the biblical story to illustrate how underdog victories often stem from unconventional tactics rather than sheer strength. He highlights the use of a sling by David as a form of advantage, suggesting that perceived weaknesses can be turned into strengths through innovation and strategy. This sets the stage for the themes that obstacles can catalyze unexpected advantages, suggesting that being at a disadvantage may encourage more creative thinking and resilience. Subsequent chapters, like The Theory of Desirable Difficulty, Chapter 3, expand on this idea by presenting the stories of dyslexia and its effect on successful individuals who develop compensatory skills. Gladwell argues that the challenges posed by dyslexia foster traits like perseverance and out-of-the-box thinking, which can lead to success in fields like entrepreneurship and law. By weaving together these narratives, Gladwell consistently reinforces the central theme of the book, that disadvantages often yield surprising advantages, and that the stories of David's triumph and the complexities of hardship allow for a deeper understanding of success and resilience. 1. Listen David and Goliath audiobook summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/audiobook/David-and-Goliath. 2. By David and Goliath at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=sign-David+ and plus Goliath. 3. By David and Goliath at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=sign-David-and-Goliath-and-languages=n. 4. Search David and Goliath at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=sign-David-and-Goliath-and-offset=1.